John, to give folks a feel of this new feature, we're going to take one blues song through time.
And let's start with this 1929 recording of Rollin' and Tumblin'. It's the first one we know about, from Hambone Willie Newburn.
And I rollin' and tumblin', I cried the whole night long. And I rollin' and tumblin', I cried the whole night long. And I rolled this morning, Mama, and I didn't know right from wrong.
Okay, so that establishes the song. That is the blues song that we're talking about. Now, fast forward about 20 years, and Muddy Waters did his own version of Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Well, yeah, and Muddy Waters probably is the person that defined Chicago blues. So choosing a version by him really lets us know how the new Chicago players were interpreting this material from the 20s and 30s. And this sets the tone for everything that was to follow.
Well, I rolled and I tumbled, cried the whole night long. This morning, didn't know right from wrong.
Now, John, before we play the last two versions of Rollin' and Tumblin', I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the concept behind the blues time machine, because I'm coming across these blues songs from a lot of the more modern artists, and it's interesting to hear the history.
Well, yeah, I mean, for a lot of us, our first encounters with music and blues was from groups like the Rolling Stones and Cream and the Allman Brothers. I mean, at least for me, coming up in the late 60s, you know, I heard Stormy Monday and I heard, you know, Crossroads, and I thought, well, I had no idea they were blues songs.
Right. So is that a hallmark of a great song if it can have many incarnations?
Well, all the songs that we've looked at so far on the Blues Time Machine, you have to kind of jump to that conclusion from hearing them in all of their different forms. You know, a performance from the 1920s or a performance from 2010, it's the same song, but wow, does it sound different.
One of the interesting things I've found is, at least in the early 20th century, a lot of groups were covering a song shortly after it came out.
Well, yeah. Blues in the Night came out in the early 40s, probably a dozen versions within a couple of years of that. And another example, in 1964, Irma Thomas released Time Is On My Side, which started to be a big hit for her. But a few months later, the Rolling Stones came out with a virtually identical version, knocked Irma's song way down the charts. They kind of owned that song. So, yeah, it was more of the model. It was, you know, rather than let's try and be, you know, our own original band, let's take a good song and try and have success with that.
With the Blues Time Machine, you're really looking in different decades and tracing a song through those decades. So let's get back to the song that we were featuring, Rollin' and Tumblin', originally done by Hambone Willie Newburn back in 1929. We heard Muddy Waters do a version of it in 1950. Elmore James did his version of it in 1960.
Elmore James really brought in the electric era of blues. And, you know, 1960, that's really the beginning of that electric era. And he's, you know, arguably the most well-regarded slide guitar player in the blues. So he really puts his stamp on it.
I roll and I tumble, I cried the whole night long. Yeah, I roll and I tumble, I cried the whole night long. I got up this morning feeling that something going on wrong.
And quite a different take, John, from 2001, Jeff Beck and singer Imogen Heap.
Well, yeah, Jeff Beck is always kind of known for taking songs and twisting them into just unimaginable forms. And this version of Rollin' and Tumblin' is truly mind-bending.
Well, I roll and I tumble, cry the whole.
Given that version, and that's just amazingly different from the one that we heard from Hambone Willie Newburn back in 1929, can't really put a label on that kind of music or on a particular song, can we?
Putting labels on things just doesn't seem to make much sense, because what do you call that Jeff Beck version? Is it blues? No. but it came from the blues. And so, you know, I guess that leads you to realize that, you know, whether we're aware of it or not, this music is connected.
And really learning about the history connects us to the music. So, John, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Kirsten.